Welcome back, folks. We have talked about a lot of controversy surrounding the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East as it relates to a lot of their spending and a lot of things going on there, and whether or not there's been abuses in the spending of dollars or otherwise. And it has obviously caught the attention of Senator Pat Connick, who joins us now, who's setting up meetings on the possibility of reform legislation that will be introduced in the upcoming legislative session. Senator Connick, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Neil.
So tell us about your legislation and how you got from where, you know, all of these news stories about what's going on there to where we are today, and you're pulling together folks to talk about reform legislation.
You know, the session was all concerning, you know, these levee boards. You know, the there's so much controversy with the East levee board, and then you look at the West, and they run in, you know, a good ship, and things are running smoothly. And working with other senators and looking at all the facts, you say, well, what's the problem with the East, SLFA East? And then it hit me after talking to the governor, because he was asking the same question, why can't the East work like the West? And it hit me that you have two different missions under one roof over on the East. You have the police protection component, which is needed, and then you have the flood protection component. And during the course of all of this, over the years, you know, the police component started overruling and overseeing the flood mission. And so my legislation is proposed. It's not, nothing's written out yet. Is to carve out the police, put them under the state police, the professional, you know, state body of law enforcement, and let the police officers and the police force do its job, and then let the levee board focus on flood protection. To separate the two. And let's see if that can solve a few problems.
Senator, on the West, who actually provides law enforcement for the West Bank Levee Board?
Listen, when there's an issue in Oswego, the Oswego Police. When there's an issue in Gretna, the Gretna Police. When an issue in Jefferson Parish, the JPSO. So there's no supplemental police presence to the levee board. But you have an autonomous police force over in the East with a lot of money, and nobody's watching them. And I think some decisions have been made that were questionable concerning salaries and some other things. But have some oversight over that. They shouldn't be acting on their own. You know, we saw that with the Crescent City Connection years ago. They had their own police department that was, you know, they didn't do anything, but they were getting paid a lot of money. And not saying that the police on the East don't do anything. They do a good job, and I think the folks on Lakeshore and all those areas, they want them and need them. But let's make sure that they do it the right way with the right oversight.
And I guess there were two different police departments on the East, right? One for the old Jefferson Levee District, and then one for the New Orleans Levee District, and it seems as though they still operate with almost a separate chain of command in these two departments. Well, it's all one, but in what used to be two different jurisdictions.
And I think you're correct. And I talked to Pete Vicari, who's the president of the East, and he said, "Pat, you got to come see what we do," and I will do that to understand it. But we have to make sure that there's some guardrails put in into how things are done, and what control does the police have over the levee board, and that's where the rub is.
The state police idea is not a bad idea, because the state police are down in the city anyway, right? I mean, they have a troop NOLA that they've established there, and it is something that the infrastructure is in place that could probably seamlessly roll in to state police. It may be that the Southeast Louisiana Protection Authority might have to provide some funding, but it wouldn't be to the extent that they're funding now.
Yeah. Well, we don't, and that's something we have to look at. The funding, if there's a separation between these two groups, the levy, the flood protection, and the police, you know, the funding has to flow continue to flow to the police that are doing the work over there. That's the mechanism we got to figure out. But we have a meeting with the governor next week to talk about this. A meeting with the ladies, who were really involved. I can't think of their name right now, but the folks who really
the folks behind the reform of the levy districts in the aftermath of Katrina, right?
Women of the Storm. That's it's going through now. Though that group is very vocal, and they want things done the right way, and they it needs to be done the right way. These reforms need to stay. We need the nominating committee to remain. We don't need politicians picking who's going to be on these boards. We need the engineers, these business leaders, and the academic folks to pick good people that's going to serve for the right reasons.
Senator, where is the governor going to be on that? Because he's been the one primarily that has changed that process.
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. I mean, next week. He's been receptive to some things the Senate has done. I think he's frustrated that of all the controversy that he sees. He was dealing with a lot of issues in Baton Rouge's past session. And this one, I wouldn't say was on a back burner, but it wasn't his primary concern. And when we brought it to his attention that this is what the problem is, and I think he said, maybe you're right. But let's find out, can we do it better? And maybe this legislation is a step in the right direction.
I know you, like me, I know a lot of the folks that have been past members of this authority and present members of this authority. It's really interesting, because like the chairman or the president, Pete Vaccari, he's a good man. I mean, he's a good person, been a great corporate partner to government, his company for a long, long time. You kind of wonder where this all went amok.
And I think it was the control of the entire organization, the flood protection by the police, and Mr. Rondino had a big voice in that. When someone comes to the boss and say, this is my contract, sign it, that's a problem. And when you look at the terms of that contract, and I think you discussed it on your show, Senator Talbot did a great job of bringing that out in a committee here in Baton Rouge. It was like eye-opening. He said, this is crazy that this is even being done. And that showed me that the police presence at that levy board had more control than they should have had.
It certainly appeared that the tail was wagging the dog, right? I mean, that's what it looked like to me. Because I mean, I know you, and I know me. If I'm sitting as a chairman and someone presents that contract, I would be looking at them like they're a two-headed Gila monster or something. It's like, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous.
Right, and I agree with you. And it didn't make sense. It wasn't in the public's best interest. And it raised a bunch of red flags, and that's why we're looking into this to see what can be done to change things and just get the controversy out of that system. It's so important that we have great flood protection for the city, for the region, and we don't need all this infighting.
No, I mean, our focus has to be on preservation of the levees, improvement of the levees. None of that, as you well know, because you've been around a long time dealing with this, is cheap, right? It's all incredibly expensive. And, so you want to keep your eye on the ball at all times as it relates to how every dollar is spent within the budgets of these levy districts.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I think that their budget over there is $90 million annually. And it's a lot of people that need to pay, a lot of grass they need to cut, a lot of equipment they need to maintain, the gates need to be in operational, doing for storms. But all that takes a lot of money, and they do a good job with the policing. I think the folks in Lakeview area want that and to supplement the NOPD. It's a lot of money, and there's a lot of money. We need more eyes on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and please keep us informed as to how this progresses as we lead up to the next legislative session in 2026. 2027,
sure,
actually. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You don't want to go back into session in 2026, right?
No, sir. We're done with that one. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Senator Pat Connick. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're going to go to the talk lines. I've had a number of texts, folks, wanting to talk about what I talked about in my monologue, or we can talk about anything that you so desire. Just give us a shout, 504-260-1870. We'll be right back. Stay with us.